RealTalk4Radio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapson, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, welcome to Tamara's Table. Tamara, take it away. Tamara?
Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our show. This is Tamara, your host at Tamara's Table. Welcome, Maria.
Well, hello. I am so happy to hear your show today. I've been waiting and waiting, and I know we have listeners that have also been waiting for you.
Well, I'm really excited to be here to celebrate our Christ's birth. And tonight, our show is called Happy Birthday, Jesus. As you can hear in the background, I'm playing one of my favorite music boxes. It is very special. It's an antique, and it is by Wallace Silversmith. And it's got a beautiful, beautiful manger scene in it. If you couldn't hear it, I'll just tell you. It just has a beautiful tune. And it has Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus in the manger with a little lamb. It's so sweet. But that's just going to kind of parlay into our prayer. And then we're going to talk about Jesus's birth. We're going to talk about the Christ child. And we're going to celebrate tonight Jesus's birthday on our show at Tamara's Table. Let's go ahead and start off with a prayer. Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of anything that is not good for us, and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift, and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil, from the blessing which Christ brings and teaches us, and help us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us very happy to be your children, and the Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven as we rest our sleepy heads. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, that's a parlay into the first part of our show. It's going to be two parts tonight. And in the middle, we're going to tell you a little bit about what we're doing here at 4Radio Family. But we're going to talk first about the angel Gabriel. Now, the theme of the angel Gabriel in the story tonight is how Mary gave birth to baby Jesus. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God, and you will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus, and he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High." Luke 1:30-32. Now let's think about this for a minute. So many of you already have your beautiful Christmas trees all decorated with your favorite colors, your favorite ornaments. Some of you have ornaments from your childhood. Some of you have ornaments that your children have made with their precious little hands. Some of you have ornaments that have been handed to you that are heirlooms from maybe a family member, maybe a grandmother, a mother, a sister, a cousin. We have gifts that people have given us of ornaments. Each of those ornaments represents something special to us. Some of them are store-bought. Maybe it's just your favorite color. Maybe it's something that you just look back and you just feel in awe of. You want to feel in awe of this tree. And I'm going to tell you how we tie in the Christmas tree and the story of the candy cane to the story of Jesus in the manger. So here we go. We're going to say happy birthday, Jesus. As we think about our tree this year, we're going to sit back and just adore it and think about how much we adore our Lord Jesus. Some people put a star on the top of the tree. Some other people put another kind of ornament of their favorite choice. After all, a special star is played in a very important part of the story of a Christmas. Some people like to put their angel at the top of the tree, which is a great place for it, so you can look upward as if you're imagining the angel who was over the manger, showing the light all around for everyone and for the wise men to come from afar. So it's a really good choice because angels are played as a very important role in the Christmas story. As you probably already know, angels are messengers from God. So today I want to share you at Tamara's table about a very important angel. His name was Gabriel. Gabriel, many years ago, was sent by God to deliver a message to the young virgin named Mary, who was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. The angel appeared to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Mary was so frightened and confused by the angel's greeting. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her. "You have found favor with God, and you will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the baby will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary replied. "Let everything happen just as you have said." God could have chosen anyone to give birth to Jesus, but no, he chose Mary, a young virgin living in the little village of Nazareth. She wasn't very important in those, but she was important to God. And he chose her to be so special to do this most important thing that no one could really truly imagine. He chose her to give birth to his son. God still chooses unimportant people to perform important tasks. Even in today's times, he has given you and me the task of sharing the good news of Jesus and his love to the whole world. "So go and make disciples of all nations," he says in Matthew 28:19. Can you just imagine a more important task? This year, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, let us, like Mary, answer God's call. "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me just as you have said," she told him. So, dear Father God, we thank you for this story about how you sent the angel Gabriel to take your message to Mary. We also thank you that you have given us the task of taking the message of Jesus and his love throughout all the world. Today, tomorrow, and Christmas, and every day. Amen. All right, so we're going to do a little transition now and go to 4 Radio Family, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are coming up in the new year before we transition to the new story, which is going to be the story about the candy cane, and then we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Okay, so what we're doing at 4 Radio Family this coming year in 2018 is so exciting. Tamara's Table has a new extension. We are now going to be offering a Georgia Ambassador pageant in the spring of 2018. We are now accepting applicants at large for this competition. It is a competitive type of runway show. We're going to have fashion. We're going to have sportswear. We're going to be representing a very primary brand in the golf industry. We'll leave it at that now. It's a little bit of a secret just now. But we'll be soon revealing that we have this excellent choice in a brand that has been selected for this pageant. This is more than just a pageant. This is an ambassadorship for Christ. So we are looking for the whole woman that has a whole experience. We're looking for women who want to connect with other Christ-like women who are looking to grow in their faith, who are looking to build a closer relationship and personal walk with the Lord while coming out for this wonderful summit where we will have activities, we'll have the fashion show, we'll have the pageant, and we will crown our new Ms. Georgia ambassador. We are so excited to bring this to you in 2018, and we will continue to do this pageantry as time goes on, so you'll hear more about us. So do get in touch with 4 Radio, care of our executive producer, Maria DiGiovanni, and she will take your application, and we will process that efficiently and get back to you as quickly as we can. Okay, so now on to the next item. We want to talk about our thanks to our sponsors. You know, what is Christmas without gratitude? I want to personally thank each and every one of our sponsors at the 4 Radio family for your continued love and gracious support so that I can air the show and we can offer it to all of our listeners throughout the year and into the new year. I'm also happy to announce my new role. As many of you know, I was the Ms. Georgia Ambassador for Cancer, and in the upcoming year, I'll be Ambassador for the Kids, which is going to be one of my hearts. I have a heart for children, and I've been doing a lot of fundraisers for various causes. I've been supporting the Ryan Seacrest Foundation, the Jesse Reeves Foundation with the Joy Jars, Hearts of Hope with Rebecca Lawler and her group. This has been so exciting. We've got the hearts. We are now offering to people that are beautiful. They're very special heart that's been made by Rebecca Lawler Limited. They are each hand-blown, hand-crafted, and you will just love it. Now, reach out to Maria DiGiovanni or to Tamara, and we can get back to you regarding these hearts if you would like to, ask about being able to utilize these hearts as one of your methods for your fundraiser. We can change the different colors of ribbons based on your cause. So, for instance, if it's cancer for breast cancer awareness, you know, for instance, it would be a pink sash. So we can create the sash of your choice and of your charity in color. Okay. So let us know. And you can certainly reach out on the website at 4radio.com, care of Maria DiGiovanni. And we thank you so much to all of our sponsors, American Hat Company. I want to also congratulate our ambassadors, Rebecca. We want to thank Becky, for sponsoring our show, the CB Cowgirls. We're so excited about your Las Vegas venture that you just got back from, adventure, I want to call it. Certainly we'd love for you to tune in and check out our other ambassadors and just kind of find out what they're doing on the 4 Radio platform. So if you want to find out more about our ambassadors, Bobby Jean Olson, she is a beautiful lady, lovely lady. She's very inspirational. She's one of my sisters as well. Please do, reach out to us. Now let's go ahead and get on with our other story, which is The True Meaning of Christmas, and it's about the story of the candy cane. So he bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his stripes you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23:1. Listen, have you ever wondered about the candy cane? If you don't know the story, I'm going to share it with you now. The candy cane is a long-time Christmas tradition. It goes back about 350 years. Everywhere we look at Christmas, we see signs of the candy cane. They're used as decorations on Christmas trees. Of course, the children are known to get them and just love them and eat them. They're so delicious with this minty, fresh flavor. They have often colored, different colored stripes. The original stripes were white and pink. They're one of the most popular of all the Christmas treats, actually. traditionally spoken. And, you know, we have heard several stories about the history and the meaning of the candy cane. But I do want to share with you, first of all, that the candy cane looks like a J. If you want to just hold a candy cane up this Christmas and think of the Lord Jesus in the manger, look at that candy cane and look at the shape of that. It's shaped in the shape of a J. It looks like J is in the first letter of the name Jesus, our Savior. And that should be a reminder of us that Jesus is here to help us. And remember that on Christmas, that it's Jesus' birthday. Okay, so you can also give these candy canes to your children and tell them the story that I'm sharing with you tonight. And then they will know a little bit more about how Jesus, our shepherd, watches over us. Okay, if you look at the candy cane a little closer, it kind of looks like a shepherd's crook, doesn't it? So the shepherd used his crook to keep the sheep from wandering away from his flock and getting lost or eaten by a wild animal. And the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. The candy cane reminds us that Jesus is our shepherd, and he will keep us from wandering away or getting lost or hurt, because Jesus loves us with an everlasting love. The candy cane is mostly white, but its white is a symbol of purity. That reminds us that Jesus was, and that because he came to be the sacrifice for our sin, we can become as white as the snow. And as you know, the candy cane has three red stripes. And the Bible tells us that before he was crucified, Jesus was beaten with a whip, which made blood red stripes across his back. And the Bible says that we are healed by those stripes. And I quoted that from 1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes you have been healed. And the stripes on the candy cane remind us that Jesus also suffered and died for us so that we can have everlasting life and heaven and eternal life with him. So to many people, the candy cane is a meaningless decoration, just seen at Christmas time, or just a piece of hard candy to be eaten and enjoyed. So I hope that this year, every time you see a candy cane, and every year thereafter, anytime you see a candy cane or peppermint, that you will be reminded of the true meaning of this Christmas and all Christmases. The reason of the season is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Rejoice, he is risen indeed. Lord, we thank you that Jesus is the good shepherd who keeps us from all harm. And we thank you that he loves us because his suffering and death on the cross has brought us everlasting life. Please, Lord, help us to remember that we find the true meaning of Christmas in you. We thank you so much, Lord, for all your love. And now I'd like to share with you a song. And you're welcome to sing along at home. It's just a song we always sing to our kids, to our mom, our dad, our brother and a sister. Why not sing it to Jesus? Let's sing him a happy birthday. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more, because he's the everlasting God. And don't you forget that. All right. Now I want to share with you in closing the 12 prayers of Christmas. Maria, do we have time for the 12 prayers of Christmas?
Oh, yes. Take your time. You have more than enough.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad. All right. Let's go ahead and go on to the next part of the show. I prepared for you something really sweet. So we've heard of the 12 days of Christmas. It's a traditional song that people sing all around the world. And what's so fun about it is it's kind of the countdown to Christmas, right? We're already into that countdown of Christmas, so to speak. But I'm going to have you look at it in a different way. This is really fun. Number one is faith. So the first prayer of Christmas is, Father God, it is by your grace we have been saved. And through our faith, this is not from ourselves, but a gift from you, but not our words. Ephesians 2:8-9. Okay, the second prayer of Christmas is hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Romans 15:4. Number three, the third prayer of Christmas is love. Help us to love because you first loved us. 1 John 4:19. The fourth prayer of Christmas is forgiveness. Thank you for being faithful and just in forgiving us for our sins and also for purifying us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. The fifth prayer of Christmas is mercy. Let us be merciful, just as our Father is merciful. Luke 6:36. The sixth prayer of Christmas is kindness. Let us be kind and compassionate to one another. Let's forgive each other, just as Jesus did. He forgave us too. Ephesians 4:32. Number seven, generosity. Let us be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, and to give the glory and thanks to you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 9:11. Number eight, compassion. Let us live in harmony with one another, be sympathetic and compassionate. Love as brothers and be humble. Peter 3:8. The ninth prayer of Christmas is joy. Let us be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12. The tenth prayer of Christmas is salvation. Thank you for providing Jesus, who is the way, the truth, the life, and the only way to you. John 14:6. The 11th prayer of Christmas is obedience. Help us to not merely listen to your word, Lord, and so deceive ourselves. Help us to do what it says. James 1:22-25. And the 12th prayer of Christmas is life. Thank you for coming that we may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. We thank you so much for coming to Tamara's table for our Christmas for Jesus. It's a Merry Christmas to Jesus show. And so please remember to sing that song with your children and your family. Celebrate the joy of Christmas. Look back at that beautiful tree and remember the story I shared with you, and remember the story of the candy cane, that it does represent our Lord Jesus. We thank you, and we look forward to seeing more of you at our show in the new year. And we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous and happy and peaceful, loving new year. May all great and abundant things come your way. Peace be with you in the name of the Father, God, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Tamara Savino, Georgia Ambassador at GoRadio.com.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
ForRadio.com.